Good afternoon. We continue to track a complex storm into the eastern Great Lakes. In advance of this system, thickening clouds and rain breaking out across interior New York and New England this afternoon as temperatures climb into the upper 30s and lower 40s. At the same time, a secondary storm is developing along the mid-Atlantic coast and will work its way up the eastern seaboard in tandem with the original system through the eastern Great Lakes. Together, this system will bring a continuation of cold rain to most of the region through the afternoon, although areas above 1,000 feet in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains will mix with and even change to wet snow. Overnight tonight, it will continue to snow fairly heavily above 1,000 feet, and in these locations, particularly in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, several inches of snow will add up overnight and towards sunrise tomorrow, in some cases even as much as 4 to 8 inches of snow. There'll be a sharp cutoff, however, with elevation, and locations below 1,000 feet will either have a rain-snow mix or even just plain cold rain overnight as temperatures drop back into the lower and middle 30s. As the system tracks away from the region during the day on Tuesday, the upper-level disturbance will still have to pivot through. As a result, we'll have a continuation of rain and snow showers during the day, and high temperatures will be in the 30s. We can look for an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulation, especially across the higher terrain in New England on Tuesday morning and into the afternoon. By Wednesday, we'll all be left with mostly cloudy skies and a few leftover snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. High pressure will build in for the end of the week on Thursday and Friday, keeping it dry with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-30s before another disturbance approaches with a chance of showers over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the ongoing winter storm across the central United States will continue shifting eastward into the Great Lakes. Significant snow and blizzard conditions continue with upwards of 6 inches of additional snowfall likely, with locally higher amounts up to a foot. The combination of heavy snow, gusty winds, and blizzard conditions will continue to result in dangerous travel conditions and power outages. Blizzard and winter storm warnings, along with winter weather advisories, are in effect from parts of the Central Plains to Lower Michigan. Meanwhile, after a brief break this weekend, another round of heavy rain has moved into the Pacific Northwest, eventually extending southward into Northern California by tomorrow. Excessive rainfall and flash flooding are both possible, especially near the coast. Accumulating snow is also likely in the higher terrain of the Washington Cascades and parts of the Northern Rockies, with freezing rain possible at the lower elevations. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Pembroke Pines, Florida, to a low of 11 below zero at Elk Park, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain heavy at times, fog in the lower 50s, Boston cloudy and breezy with rain moving in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 67, set in 1979 and in 1895, and the record low, 11 below zero in 1938. Sunrise this morning is at 7 a.m., sunset this evening 4:24 p.m., 9 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain moving in today, mixing with snow in the mountains and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Rain and snow tonight becoming all snow, especially across the higher terrain in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain moving in today, also areas of fog with highs in the mid-40s. More rain and fog tonight in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today, also areas of fog with highs around 40. More rain tonight mixed with wet snow across the mountains and lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, Cloudy with rain moving in today, also areas of fog with highs in the lower 40s. More rain and fog tonight, lows in the middle and upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain today, also areas of fog with highs in the lower 40s. More rain tonight, mixed with wet snow across the mountains, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers in the higher terrain, rain showers in the valleys, upper 30s. A few snow showers Wednesday in the mid-30s. Partly sunny Thursday and Friday in the mid-30s. And a chance of rain both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.